What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right. On today's episode, we're going to figure out what is progressive overload. What the fuck is progressive overload? Progressive overload is the secret weapon of fitness success. It's a strength training approach that gradually increases workout intensity over time. Without it, your results will plateau. Your body adapts quickly. Only through consistent challenges can you continue making gains. Let's get into it. The basics of progressive overloading. You gotta pick. You don't wanna be doing too many variables. So basically, you could lift heavier, that's the very common one. You know, gradually increase weight as you grow stronger. You could do more reps, perform additional repetitions of each exercise, you know, on your next session or on your next week, or just over time. And also, you can adjust a few variables, changing tempo, rest periods, or even exercise variation. Now, these are the things that are gonna keep the body stimulus up, like keep the body guessing. Some of you heard the thing about, you know, you got to confuse the muscle. It's not really about confusing the muscle. It's about giving something different to the muscle, giving the muscle a different stimulus. That way it doesn't adapt and it doesn't just live in the same state. That way we can increase muscle, we can increase strength. Why is progressive overload? Why does it matter? It breaks through plateaus. It prevents stagnation in your fitness journey. It triggers adaptation, forces your body to build new muscle and strength. And that way you can sustain progress, maintains momentum towards your fitness goals. It could be very discouraging, you know, not seeing progress, not getting stronger, not losing weight, not getting leaner, just you're at a plateau. And then by not doing this, you're going to stay on that plateau. The body's adaptation process. So this is the cycle. This is the cycle of your muscle. So basically, workout stress, you know, you go to the gym, you lift heavy enough so that the muscle fibers break down a little bit, you know, they get fatigued, like, oh shit, that was heavy, boom. Then is the recovery. This is when you give the body everything it needs to recover your muscles. So we're talking about enough protein, enough calories, enough sleep, you know, make sure you rest. Then is the adaptation. Your muscles grow back stronger to handle future stress. Now, after doing that, then is homeostasis. Body adapts completely to the current workout. And then this is when we need to switch things up. So pretty much, you do a certain weight, the muscle fibers break because you did that certain weight, you recover, they grow back, and then soon enough, that same weight is not going to do the same damage to those muscle fibers. So then this is when you got to switch things up. This is how not to do it. This is how not to do your progressive overload. Making a big jump in weight. I see this all the time, especially with dudes, like they're just like benching, doing their regular sets, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, let's see if I can still bench two plates or three plates. And then they do a heavy ass set, like really far from what they were doing on the regular sets. That's not the way to do it. You know, you don't, and then also just increasing the weight in all of your sets. Like all of a sudden, like you're doing your training here and there, and one day you just feel really good, so you're gonna increase the weight for all of your sets, and you should like gonna hammer yourself, but that's not sustainable, so you don't want to do that as well. Also, another way not to do it is to increase more than one variable. So let's say you just feel great and you increase the weight, you increase the reps, and you add like a harder version of that exercise. Like that's way too many variables. We're not gonna have a control. You're just gonna be overdoing it. And also just forcing the overload. You know, ideally we wanna be lifting a little bit more every week, whether that's a little bit of reps, a little bit of weight, but we don't wanna force it. So like if you don't feel good and you're like, man, I'm supposed to get an extra rep today or an extra weight today, you don't want to force it. Don't force this process. If you do, you're gonna be shooting yourself in the foot. You do need that break. So now we're gonna get into how we do this properly. Progressive overload in action with the weight, with changing weight. What does that look like? What does this look like? So I gave an example of a goblet squat. This is how traditionally you should be progressively overloading in weight when you go to the gym. So, example, week one, we're doing a goblet squat. Three sets of eight at 24 kg or 53 pounds. Boom. All the sets were the same, all the reps were the same, the weight was the same. Week two, all the reps stayed the same, all the sets stayed the same, but the third set, we're actually gonna increase the weight. So notice how I didn't go and increase the weight for all of the sets. So you do your two regular sets at 24 kg, and then that last one, you do it with 28 kg. Just one set. You just increase the weight for one set. Boom. We move on to week three. So week three, we do the first set with 24 kg, and then the last two sets, we do it with the 28 kg. And then we go over to the week four, significantly progress. So now all of the sets are with the 28 kg. So this is like what the typical traditional strength overload, progressive overload is. What the thing about kettlebells is that it's a big jump. So typically with a barbell, you could go up by 5 pounds. Or even 2.5 pounds sometimes. So it's like little by little. So you can increase every week the weight. Now, this cycle that I just went through, I gave an example of 4 weeks. This could be maybe an 8 week cycle as well. So, like, instead of increasing the weight every week, you increase the weight every 2 weeks because it takes time. Another thing to consider is supersets. So if you're like supersetting cleans and you're cleaning the kettlebell first 6 times, and then you're going into the 8 squats. Now, that's a whole different volume right there. So that could probably for you to do that third set at a heavier weight could probably take 3 to 4 weeks instead of week by week. So keep that in mind. The jumps on kettlebells are, usually 8 to 10 pounds. So it's a big jump. So this process that I just went through could take longer. So if you could increase the weight in 2 weeks or even 4 weeks. But the idea is the same. You want to go up by just one set. So just increase the weight of one set every week and then you'll be chilling. The second way you can progressive overload your training is by adding reps. So adding reps. So here I'm giving an example. Week one, we're swinging the kettlebell for 8 reps at 24 kg. Week three, so notice the jump. Big jump here. So in 3 weeks, then now instead of doing eight, you're doing 10. Then week eight, 15 reps, same weight, same exercise. Then week 12, you're up to 20 reps with the same exercise, same weight. So you are slowly micro feeding yourself. So like there's this big example of, you feed the ego. Mostly guys do this and they go into the gym, oh, I want to hit this number, I want to hit this number. But then the next week he doesn't hit this number. So like you fear the man that gets better and better and better every single week after week after week, and he does that for a whole year. That's a warrior, a man or woman. Like that's a badass athlete. That's someone that's gonna have, a crazy physique. So little by little, in this example, we did it by reps. We did it by reps. Also, this could be concise. Week one, 8 reps. Week two, 10 reps. Week three, 15 reps. Week four, 20 reps. It doesn't really matter. It just depends of, the your what else are you doing? There's a lot of variables with it. What are you combining the exercise with? A few other ways to, progressively overload that are not talked about much is the range of motion. So let's say You keep doing the same weight, you keep doing the same reps, you keep doing the same exercise, but now you're like getting deeper on your squat. You're getting deeper on your reverse lunge. When you do your windmill, you're like going down a little bit lower. When you do your press, you like do a complete lockout instead of like half a rep. That is progressive overload. You're doing it. You know, we talk about you don't have to, all you have to do is one variable. All you have to do is one variable. So for you to see progress, it's just a microdose of progressive overloading your body and your muscles. Now, another thing you can change is your rest periods. This is more like for endurance-based goals, but let's say you do your squats, you know, your 10 squats, and then you rest for 90 seconds. 10 squats, 90 seconds, 10 squats, 90 seconds. Then the next week, you do 10 squats, rest for 90 seconds, 10 squats, 90 seconds. And then on the third set, you rest for 60 seconds instead of 90 seconds. And then the following week, rest first set, rest 90 seconds, second set, rest 60 seconds, third set, rest 60 seconds. And then the following week, all your three sets, you rest 60 seconds. So, same deal. You micro dose it. You micro dose it. Remember, all you have to change is literally only one set out of your whole workout the following week for you to be progressively overloading. You don't have to change everything. You don't have to increase weight and do more reps and change the exercise. Like, that's just too many variables. You're not gonna know what's working and what's not. I'll tell you right now, it's just not gonna work. You're just your body is it's gonna have too much to deal with. Another one that we don't talk about much is tempo. Slow down the movement to increase time under tension. We talk about negatives, we talk about isometrics. So maybe instead of just coming down and up on your squat, you go down with 4 seconds. So 4, 3, 2, 1, and come up on the squat. Or you could also go down on the squat and just hold the bottom position for maybe 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, then come up. And you could do that with all grind exercises. You can do that with ballistics, like swings, clean, snatch, those type of exercises that you hike and you swing between the legs. But with the rest of the exercises, you could definitely work on tempo. So if you don't do anything, you don't want to change the exercise, you don't want to change the reps, you don't want to change the weight, you could just slow things down and work with the tempo. This one last one, and this one is super overlooked. People don't ever think about this one, and it's body composition change. So, what do I mean by that? If you lose weight but lift the same, you got stronger. So basically, like if I'm 200 pounds, and then I go all the way down to 175 pounds, I'm using the same weight all throughout. Let's say this takes 4 months. I'm using the same weight all throughout, same reps, same range of motion. Nothing changes, but I got lighter, meaning that the weight that I'm using is a smaller percentage. I mean, a bigger percentage of my body weight. So that means even though I'm not lifting actually heavier, I'm getting stronger because I'm lighter. So that's something that people don't ever think about. Like, you could be lifting the same weight, the same reps, doing the same thing, but because you're getting lighter, therefore you're actually getting stronger. The reverse works too. So basically, this is where I'm at right now. In the past 7 weeks, 7, 8 weeks, I've gained 6 pounds. 6 pounds, big chunk of it is muscle. I gained some fat as well. I'm doing this experiment where I'm just gaining as much as I can. I've been using the same weight for this specific exercise, which is the half kneeling windmill and my presses. I haven't gone up, but because I've gotten heavier, meaning I packed more muscle, gotten stiffer, well, quote unquote, you should be getting stiffer when you get more muscles, I've kept my same mobility. So if you pack on muscle and you're still able to do the mobility exercises with the same weight, that means your mobility got better because, you know, you're a bigger person and, you know, you're still able to keep that same mobility, which is, you know, you're progressively overloading it. You're getting better. It's still progress. So don't forget about that one as well. Implementing progressive overload. You have to track things. Like, this is why all of my clients have a log. They use how many reps they do. They put how much weight did they use, and even the rest periods also. Record your weights, reps, and sets in your journal, or if you're using an app. You can't improve what you don't measure. And guys, I'll tell you this, like, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't track my stuff. I wouldn't. I was just, you know, I'm a trainer. I know my routine in my head. I'm doing this, and that. And but when I started to really track my numbers, it's just one, it gave me more peace of mind knowing that, like, okay, I'm on track. And two, it like literally told me, like, okay, like even now, I'm like, oh, what weight was I supposed to use? And then I have to look and okay, I need to use this weight. Without it, you like, I don't care how great your memory is. You're not gonna remember. You're not gonna remember, and you're just gonna be doing the same weight for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, the same rep for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you're gonna hit a plateau. You have to write these things down. That's how you're gonna know where to add things or what to change. Set micro goals. Aim for small increments each week. You know, we talk about adding 2.5 pounds, or 1 or 2 reps per workout. In the kettlebell world, that means 5 to 10 pounds. So that's why instead of doing it every week, you could do it every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. You know, you could just move up the reps first. What I like to do is move up the reps first. Like, say I'm doing squats for 10, and then they start to get a little easy. Then I'll bump it to 12, and then I'll do 14 reps. And then once all the sets are at 14 reps, then I'll do the jump to the bigger bell, which is a 10-pound increase. And then I'll probably take my reps back down to like 8 or 10 or whatever I could do. So that's how you do that with kettlebells. Listen to your body. Push yourself, but recognize when to rest. Progress requires recovery time. So, you know, if you're not, this is key. If you're not sleeping well, if you're not refueling yourself well, if you're not doing the recovery part right, then, you know, your body's gonna be taxed. Like right now, I've been on this program that I did for me myself for almost 10 weeks, and my body is beat. And I sleep 8 hours every single day. Sometimes I sleep 10 hours on the weekend. I'm eating all the calories I need, but it's beat. So I know I'm due for like a deload week. That's another thing you could do when, you know, you've been doing this for a while and you're doing it right. Your body's gonna need that break where you just go down in reps, go down in weight. You have a week where you just chill and let your body recover. Stay consistent. Small, regular improvements compound over time. Trust the process. All right, guys, that is all for today. That's everything you need to know about progressively overloading your strength training. Let's go. Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.